This is something that'll get in your skin and real tiny little red thing.
That's my sugar.
Okay. Start saying my.
Oh yeah, I didn't know they put my insect off of birds and chickens.
Yeah. Is that your movie?
Yeah. Have you seen my book?
My book?
Mine is the insect that gets on chickens that gets in your poultry house and gets in bird nests. Sometimes birds have them too.
They're about the same size?
About the same size. They bite more than they bite leaves. They don't get in the ugly skin like a sugar.
Yeah. What do you do to get rid of chickens?
Well, I heard you can coat them with fingernail polish. Or you can get a repellent to keep them from getting on you.
Someone told me kerosene would do it.
I guess it might kill them. It's not far as it. Oh, I might go into the pore of the skin where they are and kill them. But I've always heard that you can just take a little fingernail polish and put it over them. See them all. It's loud, they are the best thing,
Okay, now, this is an insect that'll hop around in the grass.
Grass hop?
Okay, have you ever heard it called hopper grass?
No, I haven't heard it called that.
Okay, and a small fish that's used for bait.
A minnow, we call them.
Okay, and if you hadn't cleaned the room in a long time, up in the ceiling in the corner, you might find that.
Probably.
Okay. What about something outside that has to stretch across bushes?
Spiderweb.
Okay. Are they different things?
I guess our cobweb is just in the dirt and things. It's hard to have a spider around the cobweb. But I don't know what builds them, but they just... Just an accumulation, maybe a spider might have something to do with them too. Some insect. Spider web, they just build out their own trap and boom.
Yeah. Okay, and the part of the tree that grows underneath the ground.
Roots? Well,
okay. Have you ever heard of using certain roots or certain vines for medicine?
Well, around here, a lot of folks think they won't live through the summer if they don't get some sassafras root and make sassafras tea.
What's that for?
It thins your blood up, gets your blood circulating better, they say.
Okay.
And in fact, you go on all over to the Fed, and the outfit that markets the sassafras root, chips it up in chips and puts it in bags and sells it. Sassafras, they make sassafras tea out of it.
Yeah. Any other kinds of roots like that? Or vines?
Well, you get out in the woods, and ginseng is supposed to be it's pretty valuable to sell for medical purposes. And mayapple root, I reckon, has some value.
What's mayapple root?
It's a little bush comes up early spring, comes up, but it's high, spreads out the leaf, little three-pronged leaf, sort of reminds you of a little bit of palm tree. It has a little bloom on it. It has a root, something deep. Sell it. It has a value on the market.
You know what it's taken for?
I don't know. Anybody knows it. It is sold in places like you say you get enough of it up and dry it, you can take it to the national center. Ginseng up pretty high.
Okay, and the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
Maple.
Okay. And if you have a group of these maples growing together, would you call that anything?
I get called Maple Grove.
Okay.
There's a little town up here northeast here called Sugar Grove. Well, there used to be a group of maple trees here to tap. That's the name of the town, Sugar Grove, Kentucky. About diagonal across here northwest east, 10 or 15 miles up there.